We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. The interesting story to finish off the Dim Report about the Texas A&M game, not on the field, but off the field.
Exactly. This is a little bit of sports dirt on the program, and you don't even have to be a casual sports fan to know how important football is to the state of Texas.
Oh, yes.
Friday Night Lights, mm-hmm. Dallas Cowboys, the state schools, of course. They call it the Lone Star Showdown when Texas plays Texas A&M. So this year, Texas A&M hosted the game in College Station at Kyle Field, and there are at least two fans, Aggie fans, wanted to get into the game, but they didn't have tickets. So what they did, according to campus police, is they tried to pose as construction workers to get inside. They were both wearing reflective vests, mm-hmm. they had bought hard hats, and they had made photo IDs. And we've said many, many times on this program that if you act like you know what you're doing, people will give you the benefit of the doubt. More often than not.
Carry a clipboard.
Yeah. Pretend to be a caterer. Pretend you're working on IT stuff.
Put on a photo ID. Most people are going to go, come on.
Yeah.
We're not going to care. Exactly.
They just don't care. Well, obviously, I would think security at a game like this, extremely tight.
Mm-hmm.
So for whatever reason, they decided to check the name tags of these guys. Now, maybe there was no construction project going on either at the stadium that day.
Mm-hmm.
Upon closer examinations, and this is the best part of the story, the two names on the IDs gave away the perps. Would you care to guess their names? One is Harry Azcrack.
My gosh.
So instead of putting John Smith, they put right, Harry Azcrack.
Harry Azcrack.
Harry Azcrack. Hey, Azcrack, get over here.
And the second one, and I must say, as a person who's in this radio business, mm-hmm. we deal with juvenile humor
yeah.
on a daily basis.
Right.
And I've been immersed in this world for decades. The other fake name was Duncan McCockiner.
Listen, that's good.
Let him through.
That is,
bring him in.
That
I've
is.
Never
give
even
him ticket. Give him ticket.
I've heard
chef's
a lot of
kiss.
Fake names, yeah, but that yeah. is, yeah.
What was it again?
Duncan McCockiner.
Bravo. That moves into my top five.
Okay.
It has to.
Well,
I mean,
done.
We've all heard, yeah. You know,
yeah.
Harry
oh,
Fitzgerald
yeah.
and Gerald Fitzpatrick.
Well done. Well done. Even I myself have fallen prey to this.
You have indeed. We don't know their real names, by the way, but Harry Azcrack and Duncan McCockiner spent the night in jail. And we're released the following day for trespass.
Hey, McCockiner.
I would have fallen for Duncan.
Duncan McCockiner?
Oh, big time.
Hey, McCockiner, we got your mail's been posted.
And you know what? Even if I was about to read that and catch it,
yep.
I'd still read it.
Yep. You stay put, ass crack. McCockiner, you're out.
I want McCockiner.
McCockiner!
I want McCockiner. Is he here?
Is McCockiner here? No, they got me once 20 years ago.
When
we had a put up or shut up rock and roll trivia player. By the name of Mike Oxmall.
On the table now for you, Mike Oxmall.
All right. Now, I did.
You didn't. You played
didn't
it straight.
I did because I thought, what a weird name. It said.
He came on to the program and said, my name is Mike Oxmall.
Yeah.
So that's how you introduced him.
I
left the room.
That's right.
Mike played the game. I don't remember his score.
That's right. But then somebody said, what's the,
I
you
came
said,
back
what's
in.
The name again?
I said, what is this player's
and
name?
And I said, Mike Oxmall.
What's his name?
Mike Oxmall.
Mike Oxmall. That's, see, when you say it run together
yep.
like that, you know.
You get the joke.
You caught it. But Goat Boy, Biggie's predecessor.
He didn't
catch
Mike
that. He just
Oxmall.
Wrote M-I-K-E space O-C-K-S-M-A-L-L. And at that point, I said to Goat afterward, we are instituting a policy, first names only.
Yes, that was very important when I got here.
That's right.
Very important.
I said to Biggie, first names only. We are not doing that again. But because I had trouble, I guess, you know, what saved me on the first read was it was the first time I was seeing it. And I
Mike?
Said, Mike Oxmall?
On the table now for you, Mike Oxmall.
You can hear me reading it.
Mike
Oxmall? And then you hear it.
On the table now for you, Mike Oxmall.
God, listen to how much younger I sound.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know I love this stuff.
I know. When you go back, that's 20,
been beaten down.
20 years ago. And then Chris Tim came back into the room.
What's his name?
Mike Oxmall.
Mike Oxmall. Now that's when
ding.
Then it's like, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's what that is. I would not have known. I'd have been like, Duncan McCocken, or come on in.
Yeah.
McCocken or Nastrak here.
You know what else I like through time? This is really going inside the numbers here on this clip. But
yeah.
You hear a former co-host.
She has, no, she's checked out.
Yeah, she's checked out, which is, you've always had a co-host who one of us doesn't pay attention.
That's correct. That's correct.
You've had a few co-hosts along the way,
yep.
and all of us at some point or another just stopped listening to you.
They stopped listening entirely.
You hear, I don't know.
She completely checked out. First, Goat Boy was checked out. He wrote down Mike Oxmall.
On the table now for you, Mike Oxmall.
And then Chris Dim says, what's his name? And she goes, I don't know. She's not paying attention.
What's his name?
Mike Oxmall.
I don't know. Now playing the role, I guess, will be me.
Of course, yes.
Our friend Dave was always great at it, too.
Was.
Chris Dim would be like, over in Manchester.
Yeah.
10 seconds later, where was this? A man named Harry. What was his name?
What's his name? What's the name? Yeah, he was really good at that.
He really did check out.
Oh, yeah. A lot of time. That was 4 seconds combined on those clips of absolute absurdity.
I mean, 100%.
Complete. I mean, you talk about a failure. 4 seconds of failure. Mike Oxmall.
Just from, total ponage.
From goat to former, to me, and I didn't get it at all. Complete ponage for 4 seconds. Mike Oxmall.
On the table now for you, Mike Oxmall.
Meanwhile, the folks at Texas A&M, they got it. They didn't let those guys in. It's a little surprising. If those guys had been like Dennis Henry, you know, and Mark
Evans. Or use their real names.
Yeah, or just they might have gotten in.
They may not have been able to get to a job. There may not have been anything happening that day.
No.
We're here to work on the joists.
Yeah. At the very least, they might have just been like, hey, we don't have anything going on. This is confusion, so go away, you know. But when you start putting, you know, Harry Ascrack in there. Then
Duncan McCocken.
That's
the one of the best ones.
Ever.
You've ever heard, of course. This is the America inside the numbers here. According to recent data, this profession for men has tripled. There have tripled the number of men are employed in the profession since the year 2000. In fact, it has gone up. It's been doubled in the last 5 years. Men who take this position. Do you want to guess what it is, Biggie? These are men. I think traditionally, I mean, 30 years ago, you'd think it's women. In fact, still today, 88% of this profession, women. 12% are men. In the year 2000, it was only 2% men.
Hmm.
It's gone way, way up. What do you think?
Huh.
What do you think? Yeah, good question. I think there used to be a stigma attached to it. If you said, I do this for a living, you're a guy, it's a little bit of a stigma.
I bet I know then.
Well, what is it?
Nursing.
That's correct. Male nursing. That was addressed in the movie Meet the Parents.
You know, Greg's in medicine too, Larry.
Oh, really? Yeah. What field?
Nursing.
That's good.
No, really. What field? Nursing.
Hey, why don't I get you a chair, Greg?
Oh, yeah. Awkward. Mm-hmm. A couple of doctors at the table. Yeah, Greg's in medicine too. Oh, what field? Nursing. Right.
right.
No. It's nursing.
As you know, I just had a hospital stay.
Yes.
And I'd say that 12% is about right. I had one male nurse the whole time.
That's it.
Okay.
The proportion of male nurses has grown over the past decade, with the percentage of male registered nurse now reaching 12, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And that, they think the reason is, there's no stigma anymore, and healthcare is a booming industry.
Of course it is.
We know that. They're always needing nurses. So guys are like, well, I need a job. I'll get into a field that will work.
My brother-in-law's a nurse.
I see.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Total truth serum. 20 years ago, if somebody, a guy, said, I'm a nurse, I would think, oh, that's weird. I never think of that.
You're Johnny Stigma. You kept it alive.
100% stigma. You know how I am with stigmas.
Mm-hmm.
I 100% recognize a stigma. And at that time, I was all about
perpetuate.
Chris Dim called me Stig. That was my nickname for a while. Old Stig over here. When I used to hear about online dating, remember that's like, there's a stigma. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now there's not. You know, if a guy's a nurse now, I don't even bat an eye. You know, who cares? But actually, the numbers are still 88% to 12. You know, it's still low. Yeah. Still
very
low
high
number. I would tell my son, well, I wouldn't want my son to be a nurse because I wouldn't want him to kill somebody. But in fact, my son has two roommates in his apartment at East Carolina. Both are studying to become nurses.
No fooling.
Yeah, they are both.
Wow.
One is considering going to medical school to become a doctor, but originally they're both going to be nurses. The other's definitely going to be a nurse. Dr. Ed, you wanted to comment on this male nursing going way up in the numbers. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not sure about just male nursing, but overall, year after year, nursing is voted the number one honored profession of all.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever comes close.
Yeah. Well, they do incredible work. I mean, look at during COVID.
Beyond necessary,
you know, yeah,
too.
Yeah. We have to have them, and they're necessary. Do you find, now you're a doctor, do you find that you don't have enough nurses?
Oh, there's a critical shortage, has been for years.
Yep.
And we don't really understand how it's going to ever get fixed.
Yeah. It's a good profession to go into if you're young. I mean.
What's the deterrent? The hours? The pay?
A lot of it is probably no, it's not the pay.
Mm-hmm. Is it the schooling?
They get paid pretty well.
They do get paid pretty well. It's
a tough job.
Yeah,
a tough job.
Yeah,
and you really got to like it. You got to like to be helping people. You know, and a lot of people don't want to deal with people. You know, but it's definitely a people profession.
Well, that's
why Greg Focker enjoyed it.
Greg Focker, Greg Focker,
you know, contact with the patients.
Gaylord Focker wanted to work with not the bureaucracy that so many medical professionals have to deal with. Would you say too? Is it because they don't want to deal? I mean, you have to deal with like bodily fluids, and it can be a nasty job at times, right?
Yeah, I think most people get over that pretty quickly.
Okay,
I'm married to a nurse. My mother's a nurse. My sister's a nurse, and it's just a great profession.
Do you hear me working in that stigma?
Yeah. You see is dancing bedpans.
Total stigma. I do. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Ed. Well,
medical professional, they just don't care about body parts.
24.
Even babies.
Well, that's... Imagine Biggie said yesterday he had to crap in a bucket
off the side of his bed.
Somebody's got to get rid of that. You know, somebody's got to come in there and dispose of that.
But they're helping people who need help.
I know, and it's great.
Imagine being able to say that. What do we do at the end of the day?
Exactly.
Did we help people who needed help?
No. Dunkin' McCockiner is our biggest takeaway of the day, you know?
I kept apologizing to every nurse that was my nurse.
They don't care, and they don't care.
I know. I'd be like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm here. I'm sorry in your way. And they're like, no, you're supposed to, you know, you're sick. You're here.
That's what they signed up for.
Yeah.
A year ago when I went to my dermatologist and had him look at my painful rectal itch, I was bent over going like, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. And he's like, you really should be. This is not my area. You know, this is... He's the one doctor that said, I shouldn't be looking at anything like this. Tim, you're talking about nursing. More male nurses these days than ever before. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. My wife's a nurse. Mm. What it is, it's the hours. She's on her way back home right now after working 12 and going towards Dade County. The job is fulfilling. I did health care for years, but it's just the hours that beat people down.
Yeah.
Three days straight, 12 hours. And that's the only bad thing about it these days.
Not every nurse works in a hospital setting.
Well, true. That's true. And let me ask you this about the hours. If it's 12 on for 3 days straight, don't you get then like 3 or 4 days off? Is it not? Do you never really recover?
You don't recover because your first day, your first 2 days, you're just trying to rehab yourself from the stress and strain of the job. My wife works in psychiatric, and that's a lot of stress and strain, and you're holding people's welfare and lives in your hand.
Yeah.
But
okay.
They do it because it's economical for the hospital to work 12 hours
shifts. Oof. Yep. Thank you very much, Tim. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
That's the reason there's such a shortage. Dr. Ed says a critical shortage, and he didn't think they'll ever recover from it. Greg, you're talking about nursing. More male nurses now than ever before. Go ahead.
I tell you, another problem is, I was telling Biggie, when you start, you can get a 2-year degree, which is at a community college.
Mm-hmm.
You go to work for a hospital, they strongly stress you go get a 4-year degree or you'll never move up the ladder and pay. So you get a 4-year degree, that's a university. It's a cost difference also.
Well, sure.
And that's why you see a lot of these girls do travel nursing where they can make $4,000 a week.
I remember during COVID, a lot of they were saying they would travel all over the place, and it was tiring and difficult, but great money. They would say, you know, I'm getting paid very, very well. Yeah, that makes sense. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. John, you are a male nurse. Comment on this. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've been an RN for, well, over 30 years. I was a military medic for about a dozen years. And the first time I got out of the military and went to nursing school for the first time, I was literally the only guy in my nursing class. But I have seen the numbers go up. You know, it was maybe 5%, inched up to maybe 10%, and now 12% seems pretty well.
Yep.
Male nurses tend to gravitate towards the ER and ICUs and some of the more exciting places. But I was a pediatric nurse and an oncology nurse.
I apologize for perpetuating the stigma. It's on me. That's on me.
So what's the best part and the worst part about your career?
Well, you know, sometimes the hours were pretty rough. You know, the nurses used to do a lot of rotating shifts. Mm-hmm. You'd go from day shift to night shift to evening shift, and your body never really adjusted. I found I was better with straight night shift. But, you know, I like people. I like taking care of people. And the money definitely has gotten better. I'm actually retired now, but I still have a license.
What about the grossness of it? You know, I'm talking about like pee and poop.
Pee and poop.
And blood.
We handled it so well till now.
Pee and poop didn't bother me too much, but phlegm was always my weak.
Phlegm. Yeah, I get you. I get it.
What a word.
Thank you very much. My pickle pal, his brother, he's a doctor and his brother's a doctor. I think I told you this, that he was like during his internship, his brother was like fixing a woman's arm. He was setting her broken arm and she was in pain and threw up. And when she threw up, it went into his mouth, and he threw up back on her.
And the circle of life.
Literal. He said he gagged.
Rest.
It's nasty, man.
Stigma all day.
Stigma. Nasty business. That's a nasty business.